All right, the classic leaving the apartment ASMR. I doubt that anyone else likes this as much as I do, but it's just something I find so nice about it. If I did ASMR of leaving my last fucking Airbnb, it would have been the sound of me smashing my head on the fucking door frame and going, fuck! But there's one big difference with today. This is my last full day in Fukuoka. Tomorrow's a travel day. But as we head downstairs, oh, maybe you can already hear. It's a subtle sound, but that sound of a car driving by, it's the sound of driving through rain. There we go, step outside. It's very light. But yeah, I've got a little collapsible umbrella in case I get caught unexpectedly in the rain, but since I knew this one was coming, the Airbnb has umbrellas. There we go. Great big fucking umbrellas. This thing is huge. So let's umbrella it up. So here we go, a little pitter-patter. Can't hear it extremely well, but yeah, it's only a little bit rainy. It's not that bad, but I think this is my first officially rainy day in Japan. Yeah, I saw that the weather said it was gonna get rainy for my travel to Tokyo tomorrow. And it looks like it got here a little early. Today and tomorrow is supposed to be rainy, so we'll see. Although if it's like this, this ain't so bad. I wasn't looking forward to the idea of finding my Airbnb. This next one is by the Sky Tree near Asakusa. I think it's technically not Asakusa. I think it's the next neighborhood over. But I guess I'll learn its name soon enough. But yeah, if it's a little rain like this, this ain't so bad. This is almost kind of nice. And yeah, just swinging by where the street fair was, but it's a Monday now. Street fair's all over, but just in time. They got there just in time. That was perfect weather. Yeah, it's still pretty warm out. I think the weather said it was like 15 degrees. It feels a little colder than that, but that's pretty accurate. So yeah, there's definitely part of me that just wants to go on a final wild adventure way too far away on my final day. But these things always take way longer than I think they're gonna take. Like yesterday is a perfect example. I wrapped up on the mountain by 5 o'clock and it's like, cool, adventure done, no problem. Ah, but I'll just walk the 12 kilometers home. Like it always takes an extra 2 or 3 hours to actually get back at the end of the day. And I figure the day before I'm leaving, it's probably better not to push it, not to get too crazy. Try to get back at a semi-reasonable time. Make sure I got everything sorted out, packed away, ready to go. Make sure I know how to actually get to and get into my next Airbnb. But yeah, even a quote-unquote smaller adventure in Fukuoka, it's gonna take longer than I think it's gonna take. I'm still probably, it's gonna be dark by the time I get back, probably. But I think the old Dazaifu government office remains is the plan. Hike up the hill in the back. I was gonna take the really cool steep route that has ropes and that you need gloves and climb up. But I don't know, now that it's raining. I mean, I guess we'll see. Sometimes it's surprising how much water trees can just absorb, or you know, just, they act like a little ceiling. Maybe it won't be so bad once I get in there, but I only got 2 hands, so I won't be able to hold the ropes and hold the umbrella. So I might just take the stairs up. And then it's very overcast, of course, because it's raining. It's just a gray-blue, light blue, grayish sky. I want to see what that's going to look like, the big view where you can just see across all of Fukuoka. I think it might actually look kind of cool in this weather. And then rather than walk straight across, that's what I did last time, walked all the way across the mountain. I'm gonna see if I can just dip dive out, because up there, there was, like, it was very developed. There was a park and all this stuff. I'm gonna see if I can just exit off just a different part of the mountain without going deeper in, just so I can find a new way to come off the mountain instead of just heading straight back down the same way I went up. That'll be my experiment for today, and then I should be able to walk back to the Airbnb from there. And I guess if the weather gets insane, I can bail out. But so far, this rain is just straight down, coming straight down. And this umbrella is huge. It's way bigger than my my collapsible umbrella, so this isn't bad. This seems kind of cool. But I believe my first stop will be... I thought I wasn't going to make it back to Best Convenience System, my favorite convenience store that's across the street from the Dazaifu government office remains. But it looks like one more time, man. One more time. I'm going to eat some stuff. So that is the plan. I said my final goodbye to the Mount Aburayama view yesterday. Today I say my goodbye to the Dazaifu view. The only one I didn't get to go say goodbye to is the cool view from Nanzawin, but I mean, that one is very far away. And even getting to the view itself is tough. I think one time is fine with that. I don't think I needed to go back to that one. So that's my travel plan for today. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's my travel plan for today. All right, I had a change of plans. So I was at the station just waiting for the train to show up. Nice quiet afternoon, no one around. And I thought I could go to the woods where there's nobody, but there's never anybody in the woods. And then I thought, you know, when I went to Dazaifu proper by Dazaifu Station, the Dazaifu Tenmangu, which the name I only remember because I'm seeing it on a sign, I went here on a beautiful weekend when tour buses were everywhere. So I thought, this nice rainy day with the rain coming straight down, it's like aesthetically pleasing. You know, rain's a pain in the butt when it persists, but I haven't had any rain. So I thought, maybe I should come to Dazaifu on a Monday afternoon when it's rainy. Nobody will be here. Umbrella open. As you can probably hear, I was wrong. It's still kind of busy. There's still some tour buses and stuff. I mean, it's barely raining. But still, I mean, this will be all right. Take a little stroll through here on a less busy day. So I just exited the station. I'm heading to the shopping street. It's kind of cool. Dazaifu has its own train that only goes two stops. And it was very pretty. It's got like special graphics on the side. The four seasons of Dazaifu. So I got the fall train. Although, to be honest, I get the feeling that in Fukuoka, the four seasons are probably not wildly different. But the train looked nice. And it's the first train I've heard where the announcement was in Japanese, and then in English, and then a third language. If I had to guess, probably Chinese for tourism. But yeah, that's how you know this is a fucking tourist spot. I've never heard that before. But yeah, I'm gonna take a little stroll through here. Yeah, if anything, I always complain about the dumbest shit, that it's hardly raining. Wish it was raining a little harder. Maybe there'd be less people here. Yeah, I'll take a little stroll through here, and then if I do still want to go up and see the view, there was a street that went right up by there. Like, I went up through the difficult method, through the fucking woods, up the rope, up the side of the mountain, but then there's like a road right there before you get to the beautiful view of the castle ruins. So from here, I can see if there's a different way up. Worst case scenario, I could just walk up that road. I mean, I'd prefer not to. It's not a busy road, but it's still a little weird to walk up a mountain road as a pedestrian. Probably ill-advised, but worst case scenario, I could do that. Yeah, this plan didn't work at all. I thought it would be, I thought I'd get here and there'd be nobody here. This place is popular as fuck. It's still like, I mean, it's not like the last time I was here, that was like insane. Like it was a flood of people where you get into the flood and it's like you can't stop anymore. You can't turn around. You can't stop moving. You just go where they go. It's not like that. This is just a normal level of tourist crowds. But I was hoping I'd get here and it would just be like dead silent Monday afternoon, rain, walk through the shrine all by myself. Even this, the Starbucks that's here with the, it's like a fancy one-of-a-kind Starbucks. I was like, yeah, you know, I was talking shit about the Starbucks, but maybe if there's no one here and it's rainy, you know, I could stop at the Starbucks. It's not, there's no fucking way. So many people here. Damn it. But yeah, this is still, it is way better than the other day, though. This is at least a normal visitor experience. So, I mean, I got to see it when it was just slammed, and I got to see it at night when it was completely empty but invisible. So this is a happy middle. Let's turn off this recorder because there's a baby crying. That's annoying. Sorry, baby. I don't mean to talk shit on you, baby. You're probably having a hard day. I bet your teeth hurt, but I'm still going to turn off this recorder. You know what? Not to put it too bluntly, but fuck this plan. This divergent plan didn't work. I'm bailing out immediately. This is okay. It's all right, but I mean, yeah, I've been here before. It's not so different today. I thought strolling through it all by my lonesome, that would be nice. That's not what happened. And it's basically stopped raining. I think it has stopped raining. The sun's peeking out. I mean, it could come back, but my umbrella ain't even open right now. And one of the great tragedies of changing my plan is I didn't get to go to Best Convenience System, which is just a convenience store, but they have in-store bakery stuff. And I don't know for sure if their onigiri's made on-premises also, but it might be. It's fucking delicious. So yeah, I realized I could just bail out, take the train back, but I do have to transfer two stops, transfer one stop. Now that I've figured out how to figure out distances on Google Maps, I'm like, you know, from here to there, it's only 2.5 kilometers. That is not at all a significant walk. If I beeline straight for it, no problem. And then I can just do the original plan. Just from there, go up through the park, go up the mountain, do the whole deal. And if it stays unrainy, I might even be able to do the climb I wanted to do. See, I'm just walking back down, entering the shopping street again. And even now, it's a little better than before just because I'm not here right at the time that a bunch of buses arrived, but still pretty busy. Yeah, this ain't what I was looking for today. This is not how I want to spend my last day in Fukuoka with people. I'll be goddamned. I'll have plenty of time to be around people when I'm in Tokyo by the sky tree. Fuck, it's slippery as shit too. With the fucking rain. It'd be good to get my feet on some dirt. Yeah, I guess I'm looking at my shoes. They're pretty treadless. I never noticed because there just hasn't been rain. But yeah, this is one thing that's nice about, you know, it's nice to explore and experiment and just try new places and see what happens. But there's definitely an upside too to knowing how it all works, you know? Having been somewhere before where I could just be like, oh yeah, I know how to get to this place, or I easily know how to get through the trains, and I can just pop over here, see how it goes. It's not tickling my fucking penis, so I'm like, that's fine. I'll just hop over somewhere else. There's definitely something to be said for not having to just wander around randomly and hoping that everything will work out. It's kind of cool to just have a lay of the land. Add it to your little traveling palette of like, what do I want to do today? And you got extra options because you've been there before and you know how it works. It's nice. All right, the rain has returned a bit harder than before. And yeah, this could turn out to be a serious problem if it continues to be rainy. I cannot believe how slippery my shoes are. I guess to be fair, I did buy these from a thrift store before I left Canada, and I've been walking like a maniac ever since for months and months. So it's not surprising, I guess, that whatever treads these things had, I mean, they still have, like, I don't know, they don't look that bad to me. They still have great big deep treads in them, but just the smaller surface level treads are worn down. But yeah, holy Christ, it's fine on concrete. But I was slipping all over the place on the bathroom tiles at Dazaifu. And then when I left, I kept slipping. I thought it was just going to be a bathroom problem. But just the, it's like stone streets there, like flat stones. And so slippery. It's like, fuck, is the whole world going to be slippery? But then on the way here is mostly okay. But a couple slips, I'm like, if it stays rainy in Tokyo, this is not going to do. I might actually have to buy some new shoes. But I made it here. It's a little after 2 o'clock. You know, if I do make it up to the mountain, I mean, I think I'm going to make it. But it really is overcast as hell now. The sun came out for a second. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it'll be the best view in the world. And I'll pretty much have to go up there and then immediately bail out and just come straight back down. But I think I'll probably still do it. I mean, what else am I going to do with my day? I still got a couple hours. However, I'm not going to fucking push it. I'm just going to take this in a relaxing manner. Man, I'm glad I went back to best convenience system one last time. I got so much stuff. I think this is a curry bun. I'm not really sure. I got one of these last time, too. It's like a triple sandwich. It's a tuna salad and egg and katsu, I think it's called, like the pork cutlet. And it's $3. Amazing. Pizza bread roll. Some kind of little desserty dealy. But I got the hand-rolled, old-school, like the folded-over onigiri. And I got one that... I know there's a plum kind, and I think there's two that look like they could be plum. And I tried to get the one that is different from what I got last time, so it may not be plum. But if it is plum, that's fine. I've come to like plum. And then I've got one that is hand-labeled, so I have no idea. It doesn't have any graphic at all, no coloring. So that's the super mystery one. And yeah, I had one the other day of these that was only 80 yen, because I believe it was just trying to get rid of the older ones before they made new ones. But these ones are back up to the full price of 130 yen, so they'll be even fresher and more delicious. But that other one was also fine. So beyond all the in-store homemade-y stuff, I also had to get, and this is going to be ridiculous, but I've never seen it before. It's a Tully's, and I do like the Tully's brand stuff. You don't see it around that much, but it's pretty decent. I like that coffee chain, too, in general. This is a black and soda gassata. And then it's got a picture of Italy on the back. Calabria is apparently where the gassata is from. So I guess this is an Italy thing, but I'm assuming black and soda probably is coffee and Coke, right? Which is not good. I don't like it. They had a thing called Coke Black in like 2008 that was Coke and coffee in New York. Around the same time as Four Loko and caffeinated gum. It was a weird time. And then recently I remember seeing a similar product. I don't think it was called Coke Black anymore, but it was a similar thing. And it's never good. I don't actually like this shit. Yeah, well, what is it called? I got one in, it was like Coke. It was vanilla Coke and coffee together. Because I remember I got one from a gas station in my hometown back in Canada. And the guy, like, it's such a repulsive product that the guy commented. He's like, whoa, good luck with that. And I was like, yeah, I know it's bad, but I'm just in a weird mood to, like, drink something bad, you know? I just want something that's gonna, like, just shock my system a little. And he's like, well, you picked the right thing. So I mainly just had to try this because I've never seen it before, and who knows? I'm sure I'll see it again at some point, but it's weird. Sometimes there's these products that even though it's like Tully's, it's a big brand name thing. Sometimes you just can't find this shit. Let's see, what does Google Translate have to say? New stimulus, black. Gassata means carbonic acid inspired by soda, a long-loved southern Calabria. Added carbonic to Tully's proprietary blended coffee. Okay, so this might not be coffee and, when they say soda, not Coke. I think this might be just coffee and, like, seltzer. Well, anyway, let's try it. It's gonna fucking suck, but let's see how it sucks. It's definitely carbonated. Definitely looks black, smells black. I don't actually like black coffee. This is going to be a disaster. Oh, that's kind of nice, actually. I don't usually like black coffee, but this kind of cuts the really intense acidity. Goddamn, Tully's, have you done it again? How are you this good? Amazing. You guys are the best. Yeah, I mean, it is black coffee. It's got that taste in the back of your tongue that is like that weird aftertaste of black coffee, but it's much reduced. I mean, I guess it's just like what I was saying the other day, how even just the sweetness of coffee from Japan, I realized, like, I don't actually do it because it's a pain to do the alchemy out on the road to try to mix things together. But if you just mix water, if you put in a quarter or a third water, suddenly it's actually a very nice coffee. This is probably a similar thing. It's just, maybe it's just because it's watered down that it just makes the black coffee more palatable to me. And the carbonation is very light, because that's another thing. I also don't enjoy carbonation. It just gets caught in my esophagus and makes me feel uncomfortable. Wow, I cannot believe it. I like this. This is good. What the fuck? Gasada. Thank you, fucking Calabria, wherever the fuck that is. Calabria, Italy. It's the fucking toe of the boot, apparently. I can't believe it. That's amazing. Wow, that's actually really nice. I like that a lot. Holy fuck, I like that. Is this all I gotta do to drink black coffee is just water it down? And just, yeah, the light carbonation is nice too. But all right, let's try the mystery onigiri, the one with the handwritten symbol on the front, which of course Google Translate, it can never, I mean, it's fair enough that it can't translate handwritten stuff, but give it a shot. Not a hope in hell, although there is a label on the back. Well, there's some interesting stuff on the ingredients label on the back. Rice mustard greens, fermented seasoning, seaweed. Yeah, maybe it is just basically seaweed and some sauce. Soy sauce, salt, chili. I mean, it sounds good, but this is interesting too. It has an address on this. Kenzionji Temple, Dazaifu City. I mean, Dazaifu City is where we are. Maybe this place really is a one-off. You know, like, it has certain labels and certain logos and stuff in there. And this was the theory I had the other day. It's like, maybe they're just ready. They're ready and prepared to be a chain someday. But if the label here specifically mentions Dazaifu City, this actually might be the only one. And it's fucking awesome. I can't recommend it enough. I love this place. But all right, let's try this fucking thing. Yeah, and all this stuff was, about $13. This seems to be my average when I pig out there. It's always between 12 and 13 bucks. And it is, like, it's a mountain of stuff. This is too much stuff. I probably shouldn't have bought the sandwich. That was one thing too many, but hey, fuck it, whatever. It's my last time. Yeah, so the hand-labeled one is seaweed with some mustardy sauce that's pretty subtle. Not bad. And then the one that I was like, I'm pretty sure this one's the plum. So what's this other one? This other one is like a spicy red fish paste, kind of. I don't know. It's all right. I do really like the plum one. I was considering getting a plum one, but I've got so much stuff already. You know? I'm glad I didn't just get more stuff for no fucking news. This is already insane. And yeah, again, the gasada too. It's so cool to buy something that you're buying as a stunt, as a lark that you absolutely know you're gonna hate, and then you like it. That's a rare event. That's pretty cool. All right, I'm gonna sit here and eat all this stuff. And then, yeah, I got at least 90 minutes, 2 hours-ish. Well, more like 90 minutes once I eat all this to get up the hill. And it's not far, but it's always further than I think it is. And it's rainy and my treads really suck. So, you know, we'll see. I'm gonna reserve the potential choice to just not bother today, to not go all the way up there. But we'll see. I might still make it. Whatever. If all I do today is eat all this stuff from the best convenience system, that's fucking good enough for me. Welly, 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 this is just a day of recalibrating plans, but to be fair, it is the first properly rainy day. But yeah, I don't think it's a combination of, it is past 2 p.m. I do have time to make it to the top of the mountain, but then, yeah, then I just got to immediately bail out. At least yesterday, from that view, I got to hang out for an hour and soak it in. And yeah, it's raining, it's still raining, it's gonna be raining the whole way up. I don't know how slippery the steps are. I assume they would be not too bad. But I don't know. I don't quite remember. I mean, there are steps all the way up. But if they're stone, they will be slippery. I don't know. It's probably not great in the rain. That's probably safe to assume. And an adventure is supposed to feel like an adventure, not like a pain in the ass, you know? Yeah, it just seems like getting all damp and wet and walking through the rain just to immediately have to figure out how to get out of there. Fighting against the darkness, fighting against the rain. No, thank you. No, thank you. Instead, this place where I'm sitting, I guess I didn't really describe, so it is at the Dai Zafu government office ruins. It's where I sat the other day, too, when I went to the best convenience system and just ate, where it's just like a bench under like a great big awning. So, like, I'm nice and dry. No chance of the rain touching me in here. And besides one guy who was walking his dog earlier, who I don't see now, it's, yeah, nobody here. Nice and empty. And I just ate all that stuff. It's too much. The sandwich was the one thing too many. I should not have got the sandwich. But yeah, just sitting here, this feels nice. Nice and cozy. Under this thing, it's really not cold out. If anything, it's a little humid. It's a little un-December-like, that's for sure. But yeah, last day in Fukuoka, I definitely don't want to just go stress myself out, pushing myself against the weather, against the darkness, then getting back. You know, again, every time I do one of these things, it spirals out of control. I'll somehow not get back till like 7 or 8 tonight. And then I'll have to sort out all my stuff, make sure I got all my things packed properly, make sure I got all my plans ready for going to Tokyo tomorrow. That horrible feeling of like, I'm just a little too frazzled. Like, nope, nope. That is not what I want. I want to take today so easy. I'm just going to hang out here, let this here food settle a little bit, walk back to the train and go to the shit home. And there we go. There's my final day of Fukuoka adventure. Not bad. I'd say it turned out just fine. Man, I've been finding it really hard. This is apropos of nothing, just came to mind. Really hard to find cough drops. I'm amazed I found Hall's cough drops at all when I first got to Japan. Because, yeah, lately, all I've been finding is in that sort of area. I got xylitol, and it just turned out to be gum. Just out of curiosity, I tried the Clorets one, the Clorets black label. Because it's the black label Hall's that I like the best. And it's also just like a, it's less severe, but it is like a weird cough drop gum as well. It's just like a strange thing. They do have like little, well, they've got like the vitamin C drops that are really sort of powerful and kind of sweet. But I also found these little like green tea and honey lozenges that are kind of nice. They're sort of okay. But yeah, especially I just realized if I'm going to travel tomorrow, I mean, I still have some. That's a short flight tomorrow too. I've got a couple of hauls left and I've still got some fisherman's friends from Canada. But yeah, I love having just powerful cough drops when I travel, just to eliminate all need to ever cough around anybody while I'm in an airplane, airport situation. And if I want to dehydrate myself so I don't have to pee during a flight, man, cough drops are so good for that too. They just force your mouth to water and you'll eventually develop a headache from dehydration, but you know, you gotta trade off these things. But yeah, I really don't like to travel without cough drops. It's so much, it goes so much smoother on several levels. Oh, and it makes your ears pop too for the pressure. But yeah, like every store, I checked at that store, all the different Lawson's and Family Mart's and 7-Elevens. And yeah, they have very weak cough drops around these parts. It's weird. I suppose, though, they do have dedicated drug stores. You know, like your Shoppers Drug Mart, Duane Reade, Albert Heijn type stores. I've never really checked those. Maybe I should. Maybe I'm just looking in the wrong place. You know, maybe convenience stores is just not where you go for that type of thing. But it's surprising because, yeah, like I started putting my radar up for, like, I gotta find some proper cough drops. Like, 10 days ago, and it's just not happening. It's like, wow, this is kind of weird. Unexpectedly difficult. If I had never found any, I would just think like, yeah, maybe they just don't do that here. Maybe they just use these weird green tea drops and stuff, and they just don't, they're not into great big, super powerful cough drops. But then I did find some Hall's Black somewhere. I think it was just a konbini in Tokyo. I don't know. It'll be emblazoned on my mind next time, that's for sure. Man, I was also just thinking that as far as constantly racing the sun, I mean, I still think this time of year was a really good choice. It's been very, very nice to be in Japan in the late fall. But it does get dark early. And if I was just the kind of person that could more easily wake up early in the morning, that would alleviate this a lot. Because even on the days when I wake up at like 8:30 in the morning, somehow it's always like 11 by the time I get out of the house. I don't know why. Just every little thing adds up. But I was thinking that about Dazaifu also. Like, even just that little bit I was there today, there was still a lot of tour buses, like a ton of them, just still coming in constantly. So I think the rain is just not enough to stop the tours. The tours are happening regardless. Doesn't matter if it's raining, grab an umbrella and just do the tour. So I think if you did want to see that place without a bunch of people and in the daytime, I bet early morning is the trick. I bet if you could roll in there at like 8:30 in the morning, it'd probably be pretty beautiful. But I sure can't do that. That's for sure. So that's a nice little day, nice little rainy day in Fukuoka. Nice little simple episode. Now I'm just thinking, like, I gotta get rid of all my stuff before tomorrow. I did buy also a cafe au lait. The cafe au lait. Enjoy our creamy cafe au lait crafted with honest craftsmanship. That I was gonna drink on the way up the mountain, but now I've just got all this coffee. But that's okay, it's early enough in the day, I can drink this. But then I've still got a big coffee in the fridge at the Airbnb, because I would just toss some in a cup in the morning and heat it up in the microwave. Number 3 on the microwave, the preset. And I still got, what have I got? I've got like a cup noodle and a hard-boiled egg and a chicken breast. Well, surely all this food will digest through my rapid metabolism, and by this evening I can eat all that stuff. Yeah, I guess I could just eat it in the morning too, because I generally, you know, I try not to push it too much on traveling days. It's just better to not drink a bunch of coffee, not eat a bunch of heavy stuff. But this is just such an easy one. Like, I just got to get on the subway, and you can take the subway straight to the airport here in Fukuoka. And then it's just a short flight. And then I definitely got some subway travels at that point to get into Tokyo, find the new Airbnb. But, you know, it's Tokyo. There's, like, there's restrooms at every subway station. If there's any journey where I can afford to just be a gluttonous fool and not be well prepped for this adventure, a little flight within Japan is probably the best bet. It's the easiest one. But yeah, there's definitely no need to stock up on stuff. Like, yeah, I'm thinking of, like, why have I got a chicken breast and a cup noodle and an egg in the fridge at the Airbnb? I could have just gone and bought all that stuff from anywhere at any time. There's no need to buy it in ahead of time. Because, you know, I just thought I'd eat it at some point, and then, you know, I just didn't. Because I always just go outside and get stuff from convenience stores. Man, this best convenience system place, too, if I did live closer to here, they have, like, bentos that look really good. Like the, you know, like fried chicken and rice and that type of bento, or just all kinds of bentos. And they're like $4.50. I don't really get them that often. I haven't gotten one in a while from the big chain convenience stores, because it's always like $7, and it's like, wow, this is weirdly expensive. Everything else is an okay deal. I'm not sure why these are always so expensive, and it's an annoying piece of trash for me to have to dispose of the next day, the big tray, so I just don't bother with them. But yeah, this place even has those little handmade little fucking bentos. It's the best, man. I mean, probably, I guess, that's the thing. If I was a little more adventurous and willing to try to talk to people more, I mean, there's little shops and stalls and stuff, like, everywhere. The stuff that I'm so amazed by, like, holy crap, it's, like, homemade stuff. homemade onigiri, homemade bakery, homemade bentos. This is the best. I mean, those places are all over. I just don't, because I don't understand the, what's the way to describe it? Like, there's not a distinct process that I can easily follow along, even if I can't answer questions or make choices or communicate in any way, you know? Probably I could just go to these stalls and just point at stuff and hand the money and it'd probably be no problem. If I just started doing that, I'm sure I would just get comfortable with it. Or, God forbid, I might actually learn some Japanese words. But I guess what's so cool about this place is it is a konbini. It is just like all the other convenience stores, except it has all the handmade stuff. So it's still just the same convenience store routine that I'm familiar with, except it has all this cool homemade stuff. So maybe it's my, it's like the link, it's the middle ground, it's the, I feel like there's a word for that, but you know, it's my halfway point. I clearly enjoy having the handmade stuff. I just gotta have big brave balls and go, be more willing to, interface with smaller vendors in Japan. But as I was describing last episode about how horribly anxious I was about just having to deal with my bank and call them and just, you know, confirm a purchase and just like a... I definitely do not handle anxiety well. I hate it so much. I hate the feeling and I will do many things to avoid the feeling. And it's just that small little thing. It doesn't have to be... It just has to be the smallest little push in the other direction, you know? It's like if this certain thing is anxiety inducing and it's not that hard to avoid, I think I would just prefer to avoid it. You know, like I was talking in some earlier episodes about Coco Curry. That was my one store, my one chain restaurant that I went to before in 2019, and I knew how it worked. So I figured at some point here I will probably eventually go to a Coco Curry, but as the time keeps going by, it's like maybe I won't though. I mean, it's good, it's pretty good, but is it good enough for me to go in and sit down and menu? Like, I don't really like restaurant situations anyway, at any time, in any country, in any language. So to have to go in and get the menu and make the order and then eat in a public forum and then pay. Like, is it that good? Is it good enough to go through all that? I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe I would just rather have a, slightly lower class experience and just not put myself through the anxiety. Because, yeah, it only has to be a little, even if it's just a little anxiety. If you don't have to do it, why do it? We only live once, man. You're an adult. You can do whatever you want. Because, you know, there is kind of a, I don't know, what's the, it's like, oh, you shouldn't let yourself miss out on experiences in life just because you're anxious about it or you don't want to push yourself outside of your comfort zone. And it's like, yeah, you know, I see the argument. I know what you mean. But what if you reach a certain age in life? You know, what if you're halfway through your life and you realize, hey, you know, these anxieties never really go away. Never really gets considerably easier. It's always just kind of uncomfortable. And maybe there reaches a point where it's like, yeah, let's just not be uncomfortable. How about that? Is there something wrong with life being not uncomfortable? And I mean, what's the worst case scenario? Uh-oh, I guess I just keep eating the normal convenience store food that is awesome and that I love. Yeah, you know, maybe that's not the worst thing in the world. I don't know, I would say too, though, I mean, obviously a lot of people would disagree with that, but if you've never traveled by yourself, I think I'm okay at it. It took a while. It took a lot of attempts of like, let's just go to little cities within Canada and let's try this out and let's build the muscle. But man, traveling by yourself is so much different than traveling with someone. Having someone else with you, it just diffuses so much stress and so much anxiety and so much fear of shame, you know? If you're with somebody else and you're both idiots who don't know what's going on, it's a lot easier to chuckle your way through the situation and get through and do stuff that's uncomfortable. When you're all by yourself, it's just you, man. You gotta accept all that radiation. and there's a lot to be said for just not putting yourself in the line of fire. Oh man, there's a, it's just like the curry bread I had. It was like had breaded crumb sort of things on the outside. And there's one that I guess fell off while I was eating it. And I looked down and it's moving. And it's like, oh, look at you, little ants. Got some ants that came and are grabbing the crumb. Which again, it's so weird. There's one tiny crumb from my bread. And it's like three ants. Just to move that bad boy along. To them, it's a nice big hunk of stuff. Anyway, at this point, while I'm just randomly rambling about just trying to justify to nobody that when you're traveling by yourself, there's nothing wrong with avoiding stressful situations, which I really think there's not. But I mean, who am I talking to? Who am I trying to convince? It's just me. No one's trying to push me into anything. No one gives a fuck. It's just me. The sun came out for a second. It was really pretty, and then it went away again. But anyway, yeah, I should probably just head back, because also, I did it sort of reverse style, where for the flight here, I booked the latest flight that left at like 3 p.m. to give me time to get to Narita, where I did the opposite this time. I got the earlier flight that leaves here at about 1 p.m. Should be no problem. Again, it's a very quick trip to the airport in Fukuoka. But I wanted to get the earlier one to get into Tokyo as early as possible. Yada yada, but it means I gotta get up early tomorrow. So yeah, the sooner I get back to that apartment, the better the chance that I actually go to bed early. Because yeah, lately I've just been slipping, where I just am up until 1 or 1:30 every night, and then I still wake up a little earlier than I'd like to in the morning. I can't get up super early, but I can't sleep in either. I'm just stuck in this little limbo of never quite sleeping enough. But tomorrow, being a travel day, even an easy travel day is still a travel day. It's a good time, if there's ever a day, to get some sleep. If I'm just hiking through the woods by myself and I yell at my phone, and it's like, even that's bad, because it's like, oh shit, little did I know, Tom from Germany was right behind me. What are the chances? But most of the time, you can just be a little bit cranky out in the woods and it's fine. Tomorrow, it's not that traveling is at all hard. It's just go here, sit here, wait, walk over here, sit here, wait, rinse and repeat. But there are people around all day. You just gotta deal with people all day. You gotta be at your politeness best, which is not that hard to do. I'm Canadian trained, but it's so much easier when you sleep. Man, these airplanes. There's just never-ending airplanes that go by here. I've been just stopping to let the airplanes go by, but let's let this one go for the finale. I can't believe how loud they are. I guess it's the same philosophy as how you can always hear the ambulances and the sirens way down in the city, even when you're up in the mountain, because it's just open air. No different with a fucking airplane. It's just open air between me and the airplane. But it's just, God, they're so loud. And literally every 5 minutes, they just won't stop around here. That's another huge benefit, I guess, to traveling by yourself, is that it's so easy to have headphones in all day. Because the headphones really go a long way to dulling some of the noisiness of not just Japan, but wherever you're at. And it really does help. That's a thing, I mean, I didn't realize at the time, but I definitely have some sensitivity to sound that's a little higher than average, I believe. And I think that's one of the reasons why I had such a bad time in Manhattan, is because I wasn't usually walking around by myself. I dated a girl when I lived in New York, so I'd be walking around with her, and I'd just be trying to absorb the sound of New York City without headphones between me and it and that place. And I didn't realize it at the time, but it was like a timer started ticking down. Countdown from 100, and once you get to 0 with this nonstop noise pelting you, you're not in a good mood anymore. And yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that about myself at the time. I didn't know that sound annoyed me so much. But it definitely did not annoy her because, yeah, her apartment was right next to the JMZ and it rattled her whole apartment. She didn't give a fuck. But I think that's a weird example of just like we're on different wavelengths. As the day would go on, as we were walking around New York, it's like, man, why are we not getting along now? Why are things feeling more prickly? What's going on? Nothing went wrong. Nothing's happening. And then years later, I realized, like, oh man, I think part of it was that it's like the sonic assault of New York. I don't know. It's just like somebody poking you, just poking you, poking you, and poking you. I'm like, what? What's wrong? You don't like that I'm poking you? Huh? What's wrong with me poking you? And just for hours and hours and hours and hours. And eventually it's like, God, fucking stop poking me. But New York can't stop poking you. It's impossible. But it's nice to know your own limitations. At least nowadays I know. Like, yeah, this type of shit. See, here's the next one. That's, there you go. That was real time. That's been happening all day. I've just had to stop and let the plane go by every time. How are there this many planes? I mean, I guess that's the trade-off, is that it's so easy to get to the airport in Fukuoka. It's just a few stops on the train. It's literally, I think, two stops from Hakata. But the downside to that is just airplanes, airplanes, airplanes. But I never notice when I'm just hiking around with headphones in, listening to a podcast or something. I never notice. It's not an issue. But it's quite truly ridiculous when you're just sitting here, I guess, additionally recording a podcast. This is when you're most aware of it. It's like I'm having to raise my voice because these airplanes will not stop. Okay, I just gotta stop talking. What am I even talking about? I'm just rambling on so many different stupid topics. Who the fuck gives a shit? Thank you for listening. Tomorrow, travel day. Traveling back to Tokyo. And hopefully it will all go well. Thank you for joining me on this anti-adventure today, this lack of an adventure, this nice little chill rainy day in Fukuoka. Geez, actually, as I walk across this park now, I was like, all right, let's go, head the heck home. I'm looking up at the mountain that I was gonna head up, and like the weird misty clouds are kind of enveloping it. At first I couldn't even see the top. Now I can kind of see the top. It's weird because this is just not quite, this weather is just not quite like anything really in Canada that it would be. I don't know, it's like, it's not fog or mist exactly. I don't really know what the fuck it is. It's not really clouds, or it is clouds, I guess, but clouds that are low enough that they're touching the mountain? I mean, like, airplane number 6 million, I can't even see it. It's all just kind of covered up. So that might have been interesting as an experiment. Like, we have some kind of occasional mistiness in Canada, but it would be, like, in the morning, not at 3 in the afternoon. So this is just, like, a great big bunch of mist covering the top of the mountain. So I do kind of wonder what it looks like from up there. Like, is it a fog type situation where from far away it's a problem, but if you're in the middle of it you can see through? Like, would my eyes be able to pierce that from up there, you know, so I could still see down? Or when I get up there, could I just not see shit because I'm like inside the weird cloud? I don't know. I mean, it would be an interesting experiment to do, but I ain't gonna do it. But I just thought that was kind of neat because I couldn't see that from where I was sitting. Only once I started walking. But it's like, fuck, that mountain looks it looks pretty freaking epic. I'm just like coated in sweeping misty clouds. The idea that I could just walk up there in like, well, I say an hour, but I do think it took me 90 minutes last time. But still, it's like, it's right there. But I'm just out of time. Out of time, Fukuoka. Not today. Not today. Oh, that's one other thing, I suppose. Is, if I did have more time in Fukuoka, it is kind of crazy the amount of stuff you can do. Like, you can still, you really can just go wherever you want. Just go anywhere, and it's a cool adventure. So the other day when I went to that little waterfall where there was the landslide, so I didn't see the big proper waterfall, but I walked past the Saga Country Club, S-A-G-A. So that name was stuck in my mind, and of course Saga is an English word as well, so it's easy to remember. But I was doing a little quick research of a place that I misunderstood. I thought it was on the northern coast which would be a simple train ride from here, was this place with these big torii gates in the sea, these big white torii gates. But then I somehow got my wires crossed because the place is actually way down south at the southern end of Kyushu. Like, you'd need a full-on bullet train or whatever to get down there. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm not going down there. Maybe there was something up on the northern shore. I mean, I'm sure it's just beautiful in general, even if I just went up to the northern coastline and just dicked around. But I think maybe there was something else up there, and I got confused about which is which, but whatever, I was out of time anyway. It's like, okay, no time to explore these things. But one of the things that YouTube popped up, it was about landmarks in Saga. And I was like, oh, Saga, I was there the other day. Got lost in the dark fucking fields, and, you know, in its own stupid way, it was a very memorable adventure, but I didn't really see anything per se. And it was weird because it was a little, like, I guess it's because Saga doesn't have the benefit of a friendly local YouTuber to go around and promote all the cool stuff you can see there. So this was like a short video, it was like 3 minutes long, with different footage of different cool stuff you can see there, but it just had an AI voice, you know, a computer voice describing all the stuff. But it's like, yeah, look at this shoreline, and look at this shrine, and look at this old castle, and look at all this fucking great shit. And it's like, damn, yeah. In Saga, there's a bunch of cool shit that I would like to see. And I bet you could make a little video like that for just every single little city on this whole island, you know? And then all the cities on the other islands. And it's just like, it's totally out of control in Japan, just how much stuff there is to see anywhere that you are, literally anywhere. It just doesn't even matter. Throw a dart at a map and go there, and there'll be something nearby that is beautiful and cool. So that's a bit of a less ambiguous, rambly ending. That's a bit more of a positive note to finish up on. Someday when I come back to Fukuoka, I gotta put a little pin in that one. Maybe go check out Saga some more. But Saga is sort of a stand-in for everywhere, for every damn place, for every damn little thing. It's all fucking pretty dang good. Pretty dang sweet. But my time is up. I think I did pretty well in Fukuoka. I did a lot of stuff while I was here. I did a bunch of stuff. Too much stuff. Too many adventures, over and over, every day. So I hope you enjoyed today's rainy day ramblings. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be heading back to Tokyo next episode. I hope to see you then. Adios.